I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Richard Grant, and Richard has written an engrossing book called Crazy River, Exploration and Folly in East Africa. You were in a town called Kasulu, which I found quite interesting the way you described it. I just can't imagine 35,000 people living without electricity. Take us on a little walk through Kasulu.
Yeah, it's kind of dusty red streets and kind of half feral dogs with their ribs showing and kind of young men waiting on the corners looking for something to do, really. A lot of smart people, not enough to do, not much economy there, a little kind of, a woman might be selling 8 tomatoes, like another woman might have like 3 oranges for sale. It wasn't as aggressive as some places I went to in Africa. It had kind of a sullen, dusty feel, and almost as a kind of a frontier town feel.
What was the language barrier situation?
Everywhere in Tanzania, even though there's 120 tribes in Tanzania, everyone speaks Swahili. And I had kind of rudimentary phrasebook Swahili, but I was sort of reliant on translators. And then once I got up into Burundi and Rwanda, people spoke French. In Rwanda, quite a few people spoke English. Okay. In Burundi, English was sort of coming along. So I was sort of hanging on by my fingernails linguistically a lot of the time.